have a discussion. Let's talk about something. Real Talk Radio. Ain't no funny. A church without walls, a hottest talk show. Real Talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Music got me hoppin'. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
Real
out.
Talk with Dr. Davenport.
Father God, we thank you for another day. We thank you, Master, for the beginning of another week, another work week for some. We thank you, Master, that last night was not our last night and that you saw fit to let our days roll on a little while longer, blessing us with the opportunity to be better than we were yesterday. We pray, oh God, for the sick and the shut-in, the grieving families around the world. Those that are home, those behind jail cell walls, those, Father, walking around thinking they're alive but have no Jesus in them and are yet dead, yet they walk. We pray and ask, oh God, that this week be a week of empowerment and blessing, that your people will be in a position to recognize you, praise you, glorify you, and witness for you throughout the week. I ask, oh God, in Jesus' name, that anyone and everyone that tunes in to the show, participates in any form, are blessed by the encounter and encouraged by the experience. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to speak to the world. It is nothing we do, oh God, but it's all your grace, your mercy. For I've read and understand that it's not always by might, nor by power, by your spirit, the blessings manifest. We honor you and glorify you and thank you for being you all by yourself. We offer this humble prayer in the mighty, the matchless, and the powerful name of our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And we say amen. Welcome, brothers and sisters, to another riveting edition of Real Talk Live with Dr. D. As advertised over the weekend, yesterday, Facebook today and social media in general, I want to delve into the conversation concerning who I'm calling Minister Kanye West. For months now, Kanye has been stirring up the feathers of some, bringing attention where it's needed in a lot of different areas, as he has instituted his Sunday services all around the country. Furthermore, had just released a new album, Jesus is Lord. And so we want to talk about that. There's a lot of conversation, a lot of hype, some concerns, of course, and some general questions. So we want to address the controversy concerning what Kanye calls his crusade. There are some who have an issue with Kanye's Sunday morning services or Sunday services because they doubt the validity of his heart. They question whether or not he himself has given his life to Christ. Is it all a gimmick? Is it just a money-making mechanism for he who has been considered one of hip-hop's greatest artists and producers? If you're a follower of hip-hop music, then you undoubtedly know that Kanye definitely has been the man for a little while now. Some people are not aware of Kanye's spiritual involvement, enlightenment, and his connection to the church. And so, of course, questions about that's going to come up. But we even heard some people, clergy, folk inside the Church of God, wonder whether or not Kanye is doing more harm to the cause of Christ than helping the gospel message get out. I pulled an article offline, which is part of what I do. This was published on Punch.com. There's a website. And maybe this will shine some light into some of the questions that we have. I am now a Christian convert, Kanye West declares. This is the title of the article. Here it is. American rapper Kanye West has declared that he is now a Christian. West said this at the weekend when he was in Washington, D.C., where he held his usual Sunday service and also a listening party during which he gave fans a taste of his new album titled Jesus is King. According to TMZ, Kanye was at HBCU Howard University and then George Washington University's Listener Auditorium later in the day for the listening party. In the video obtained by TMZ, Kanye was seen talking to the audience in between tracks. There's one of these speeches that announced he had become a Christian. His announcement was greeted by applause from the audience. He also went on to invoke Jay-Z's name during his speech, saying that unlike a line that he attributed to Jay from his song Can't Knock the Hustle, he isn't here for entertainment anymore. He's just here to spread the gospel. How about that? Kanye has been holding Sunday services for almost a year now. So according to what Kanye said at this listening release party at this concert, as picked up by TMZ, Kanye has confessed that he's a Christian. And since that is his profession, I believe I said before, we have to take him at his word. Just because he got money, just because he did some other thing, does not mean that he can't give his life to Christ. And so if that was one of the sticklers or selling points for people being against or talking to this, being a detractor of Kanye's, whether or not he was a Christian, then that in effect solved that. Now, if you like me, if you're keeping it real 100, we understand that you don't walk in the door as a Christian. Christianity is a lifestyle, is a culture. And so in that, it's not just a religion. Christianity is, in fact, a culture. Acts chapter 2 backs that up. And then we look at the Hebrew lifestyle before that, before Christ came into physical and began his public ministry, you can see the nuances of that as well. Christianity is a culture. And I argue anybody who says different. So whether or not by using the word Christian, Kanye means he's given his life to Christ and therefore saved, I don't know, or if he's saying or advocating the fact that he's now living a Christian life and Christianity is his culture, I don't know, because I don't know Mr. West that well to see how he lives. But I do know part of the danger is today in 2019, like it was in 1818, that we make some words interchangeable, which they shouldn't be, and Christianity is one of those things, because everybody that goes to church ain't a Christian. You got some unbelievers trying to find their faith. You have disciples who still struggling with some of their own issues, but yet trying wholeheartedly to overcome some of those things so that their life is reflective of their Savior. And that Christianity is the ultimate form to that, in my opinion, when you have really put the desire to sin behind you. And when you do mess up, find yourself overtaken in a fault, you can accept, a person can accept their mistake, repent, and effort to never, ever do that sin again. And that's called growth. But that's my definition from a functionality point of view of a Christian. And again, how Minister Kanye fits into that is ultimately between him and his God. I downloaded the new album, Jesus is Lord. I'm going to listen to a song in a minute, and I'm going to let you listen to me while I listen to it. because playing it on the air might get me in trouble, but you can hear me listen to it. Praise his name. You can also comment on it in a few minutes. We'll do that as our song breaks. But it's amazing to me how people in the church, and I have to put it that way, I have to slice it that way, people in the church, from the outside in, anybody who claims church seems to always speak for the body as a whole, which is unfair because the Bible should speak for the body as a whole, but, you know, we seem to always have a problem forgiving, looking past faults of others, not believing people can change when it's convenient for our narrative. To mask jealousy over someone else. Someone else seems to be popping faster than you popped, or more popular, seem to have a bigger or better momentum than you. And so now we have to find fault with that person as if they had did something against the standard procedure, or they had did something conniving, underhanded, because certainly God would not favor someone else to go, quote unquote, faster in ministry than they did you or me. And so something must be wrong with them and how they're doing it. So people had a problem with the kind day having Sunday services, even calling it that. And there's been mixed reports. I'm going to read another article here. And as a matter of fact, I'll do that now, just to get some context to what I'm saying. This one is from the Los Angeles Times. This is dated October 27th, just a couple of days ago, as it was reported. I'm sorry, this is yesterday, as it was posted. The Los Angeles Times went online at 5:04 p.m. just to show you how relevant, as far as time goes, this article is posted. Here it is. There's a relationship. I'm sorry, that's not the right word. There's a reason the parable of the prodigal son deeply resonates with us, regardless of our relationship to the Bible. It's a story of a lost son who has wanted it all, returns home to be met with unconditional love instead of scorn. By human nature, we are inspired by narratives of redemption, and there's no public figure toying with redemption more than Kanye West. The ideal of restoring oneself, in West's case, that's meant becoming a born-again Christian, is at the core of the artist's new gospel-influenced album and accompanying IMAX film, Jesus is King. The project's released Friday, arrived at the month of West traveling the country with a Sunday services church revival, which followed in whiplash fashion his Make America Great Again hat-wearing embrace of President Trump and public rhetoric that seemed to appropriate some blame on blacks for slavery. Jesus, his ninth record, finds West rapping and singing profane free lyrics about his newfound spiritually newfound spirituality over soulful, immaculately produced hip hop. He plans on touring the music immediately and has announced the multi-platinum Grammy-winning work that made him the most influential rapper and producer of his generation. For years, West, the son of a scholar and former Black Panther and photojournalist turned pastoral counselor, was a powerful pro-black artist. He famously declared that then President George W. Bush didn't care about black people after Hurricane Katrina. He criticized the music and fashion industries for the treatment of black creatives, blasted homophobia within hip-hop, and disrupted Taylor Swift's acceptance speech at the MTV Video Music Awards after she won over Beyonce, nominated for a groundbreaking Single Ladies video. His actions, the message they were, always appear in service of advocating for the betterment of his people, black people. And it's still in line with his music, which veered away from gangster posturing in favor of thoughtful, relatable observations on family, sexuality, religion, education, prejudice, and wealth. He had one of the best hip-hop runs of all time, says veteran hip-hop journalist Keith Mercer. Kanye comes from black intelligentism, and black excellence. But you can't go around wearing a Make America Great Again hat saying it's God's practical joke. What's he doing? Mixing politics and religion. Sound like a combustible cocktail, also said Murphy. West has never been far from the teachings of Christ. The gospel church and its songs of praise and worship, born from the bellies of, and lungs of enslaved Negroes, have informed his work from the start. Beyond 2004's jubilant Grammy-winning Jesus Walks, records like Spaceships, Touch the Sky, Amazing, The Glory, and Ultralight Beam show an artist consistently crafting rap hymnals. His performances also transformed into grandiose houses of worship. On his Jesus tour, he is presented as an apostle, with Jesus rising from atop of a glowing pyramid, supporting the Life of Pablo album. He floated across arena floors, literally hovering above his loyal flock. Since the release of 2013's Jesus, West's work has increasingly hinted at a man who sees himself as a God among men, a feeling shared among critics and fans when he started holding Sunday service at his Calabasas estate in January. The invite-only gatherings were described by his wife, Kim Kardashian West, as a musical ministry and featured faith-based reworks of West's repertoire, plus spirited takes on R&B, soul, and traditional gospel records. There's no frame, there's no sermon, there's no word, she told Jimmy Kimmel. It's just music, and it's just a feeling. For those out on the guest list, Sunday service was experienced through Kardashian West's Instagram account, or from those in attendance unbound by NDAs, lending the affair a level of virtual exposure that hasn't always felt pure, particularly when taken with Kardashian West's reduction of gospel as just music. Now, let's see here. Now, that's part of our article, again, taken from the New York Times, posted yesterday at 5:04 p.m. You can look it up if you want and read the rest of it. But I want to stop because it's come out that the Sunday services that Kanye has been putting on have grown, matured, or changed, because she says, that's Kim Kardashian West, that there was no preaching, no sermon, no prayers at her compound, at her house when he had it there. But I do know in the city of Detroit when he was there, there was a preacher. There's been preachers at his events since and before. And there's praying. He has even led some prayers. And that also, that bit of information also is relevant because my issue was, personally, when I first heard about it, it being held on Sunday mornings, my thought was, because I didn't know, if there was no preaching, then there's a conflict of interest. Why take a Sunday morning to have a musical concert when folk can go to church and hear the word of God? But since I found out that there was no preaching, when I found out there was preaching, I had no legal right to have a problem with what this is doing. See, you have to understand, the Bible tells us that God lifts the heart of man. So to God, our intent and what we do is valid. It does count. It does matter. And it should. It truly should. But knowing that we're all human, and knowing that there can be ingenuous people in every profession, if you will, and on the earth, I've seen happen what the Bible says. And the Bible talks about how God will take, amen, the foolishness of man, and turn it to wisdom. God uses whom he chooses to do what he wants. And I just think we need to be careful when we go out there and say things about people, especially not having all the information, to give a critique to something without really having the full information is a dangerous thing. And I will caution anybody to be careful about that. in any situation they find themselves in. As I said at the top of this broadcast, on top of this message, on top of this service, this show, I did download Kanye, an album, Jesus is Lord, Jesus the King, and I have not listened to it all the way, but I did find one that I liked. It is a take on an old school gospel song, and I like it, and I like it so much, I'm going to listen to it right now. God Is. God Is by Kanye West. Is by Kanye West, a remake on an older song. I like that song. One article I read said that how Kanye is used to making what they call bangers. And that's not a banger, but there are a couple on this album that will qualify. His lyrics, if you heard the song, his lyrics says, "Everything that I felt, praise the Lord. Worship Christ with the best of your portions. I know I won't forget all he's done. He's the strength in this race that I run. Every time I look up, I see God's faithfulness, and it shows just how much he is marvelous. I can't keep it to myself. I can't sit here and be still. Everybody, I will tell the world, it's him." That is one of the lyrics from the song I just listened to called God Is by Kanye West. King of kings, Lord of lords, all the things he has in store, from the rich to the poor, all are welcome through the door. You won't ever be the same when you call on Jesus' name. Listen to the words I'm saying. Jesus saved me, now I'm sane. I know God is the force that picked me up. I know Christ is the fountain that filled my cup. I know God is alive. It's opened up my vision and given me a revelation. This ain't about a damn religion. Jesus brought a revolution. All the captives are forgiven. Time to break down all the prisons. Every man, every woman, this is freedom from addiction. Jesus, you have my soul. Sunday service on a roll. All my idols, let them go. All the demons, let them know. This is a mission, not a show. This is my eternal soul. This, my kids, is the crib. This, my wife, this, my life. This, my God-given right. Thank you, Jesus, on the fight. God is, God is, God is. Now, I'll tell you what. My Bible tells me that God should not be mocked. And I believe that in this song, Kanye is telling us exactly how he feels. Now, we all have to be the judges of our own hearts, right? Well, God's going to judge our hearts, but be mindful of our own hearts and how we take things and listen to things and receive things, brothers and sisters. But if the man sees a born-again Christian and there are sermons and things, the gospel going forward, doing this Sunday services, then what's the problem? The other real problem, I think, is people have is that some are jealous that they can't do what Kanye's doing. And then some will advocate that thought by saying, well, he's making money. Well, sadly to say, in today's age, money is a big factor in the church. Some use money as a reason not to attend, and some don't go unless they get some. And, of course, there's conflict in that. Christ can get lost in that. Sure, that's an issue for us. But my thing is, if you are cool with it on the local level, and there are people who are not going to church, there's a millennial issue when they come to church today. Millennials have an issue with going to church. Not all, but most, statistically speaking. And so Kanye could be the Pied Piper of the millennials. If the Lord can use Kanye as the millennium person to bring them in, then fine. Who has a problem with that? Because if he comes to a town to hold his Sunday service, he's going to leave. I know when he came here locally, he brought a preacher from out of state, which means that if people went to Sunday service that Kanye held and the music was anointed and great and there was a preacher that gave a soul-stirring, inspiring, convicting message to bring people to Christ by showing people the love of God through our Savior Jesus Christ, and they were convicted, and then Kanye packs up with his people and leaves, those folk will find a local church here and a local church in their city to attend, a Bible-based, Bible-believing organization that will further grow them into discipleship of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And because some plant and some water, but God gives the increase. My issue is, my question, should I say, is what's the problem with that? What's the problem with having someone, God using someone that don't look like us, who speak the same language as us? And keep in mind, because he looks like he comes from Nazareth. God help me. He doesn't sound like everybody else. Nobody expected him to come. He's being ostracized, denounced, and rejected based on the same premises that Christ was and that Paul was. There's nothing more for the Bible believer and the Bible reader. Shouldn't that give us all pause and concern and make sure that we're not doing the same thing that we villainize the Pharisees and Sadducees for? Let's take it deeper. Because Paul had a past. The 11, the 12, Peter and them had an issue with Paul. And Paul had to say the same thing to them as Jesus said to the Pharisees. They don't believe me, believe me for my work's sake. Okay, you can be the apostle to the Gentiles. In a rather dismissive form. So that's my question. I mean, shouldn't they give us pause to make sure we're not as guilty as other people? I don't know. 516-666-9488 is the call-in number. Come join in, be live on the show with me, Dr. D. 516-666-9488. There's some on the switchboard. If you want to go live, We will take your call right after this. Another old school throwback. And since we're talking about Kanye West, and we're talking about God, although he was singing on the song I listened to that you heard me listen to. Notice I didn't say I played it. Notice that I didn't say I played it. So we're talking about Kanye. He's a rapper. Let's do a little old school gospel rap. This is a throwback from all of my days on internet radio.
You got total control like a puppet master. I'll be the church, let you be the pastor. And what I want, man, you know I'ma ask you. Throw a blessing like a pitcher, man, I'll be the catcher. We keep it popping like a firecracker. Used to be a thug, but you changed the stature. Just take your shrimp from cheese and crackers. Life changed every time I read a chapter.
Hey, you got me on lockdown and I don't wanna pay the bills. Make me feel so good inside, make me wanna yell. Got a problem by mine and you got me wanna dance. I'ma trust in you cause I know you will never fail. Yeah.
As soon as I get my money, I give you money first. To show how much I love you, how much you really worth. You are the living water, make me obey my thirst.
My soul is in agony. Just that there touch is enough for my therapy. Like soothing music, a beautiful melody. So sweet, sweet, you're my heartbeat beat. Everybody shh, shh, wanna hear you speak, speak. Oh,
you have all my attention.
Christianity, his announcement, he's been converted, his album being released, accompanied by an IMX film, as he had been traveling the country. And the most people can remember is the fact that just prior to this, the big news concerning Kanye was the fact that he was hugging President Donald Trump wearing a Make America Great Again hat, which he tried to explain, and then that people found a thing to say about him. My thing is this. We have to be careful what we say, especially in this age of public scrutiny and social media and sensationalism. People are looking for anything that they can post or comment on to get some likes or hits and some attention. And that's really what it boils down to. Not so much for journalism or trying to spread education or build bridges of camaraderie, but for attention. And to say, I posted this, I've seen this, however, Why you think people pull out their phones and record folks being murdered in car accidents, people in trouble, as opposed to giving in to the basic human instinct to assist? Because if I post something traumatic, a drama field, and then I'm going to get people tuning in or liking my status of that situation, that's going to get me hot. Hot is going to get me on. It's going to get me over. It's going to give me some attention. And with that, I feel better about myself. And that goes to a whole other issue of mental health that we'll talk about one day on this platform. But I just don't my real issue for doing this episode, just like the one behind one we did last week, it is just amazing to me how folk in the church claim to be Christians and don't have the culture, the lifestyle, don't live up to the precepts. Just say you go to church. Just say you love God. Just say you give like them. Say you're trying. Say you're a disciple. Don't say you've arrived. You're at your top form. You've maximized the effort, and now you're there. Because when you put that out there for those who know what that there is, you're held to a standard, and you make the rest of us that's trying to get there look bad. Because this, first of all, and again, the disclaimer, what keeps us all even is that we all have sin. We've fallen short. We're all trying. We all have issues and areas that we need to improve on. Nobody's better than anybody else, true enough. But I try to be better every day. I'm sure I'm not the only one that can take that mantra and feel that way. Try to be better every day. The only person I'm trying to be better than me yesterday. So I have an issue with people in general who mask their own mental health issue, their own needs by trying to project it on somebody else in a bad way. You don't have to be mad at someone else because they're doing something that seems to be working with for them. You still don't know the level of chaos behind their curtain. You get what I'm saying? And so we can do more good sometimes than out the way. You can't support it, you can't support it. You don't feel it, you don't feel it. That's cool. But you cannot feel it and don't want to support her and still not be in the way. Because now what happens is even people with real concerns, folk who care about Christ enough, the church enough, they don't want to see it made more of a mockery of than we have already done. They don't really have any ill intentions. They're not really mad at anybody. They're just concerned for the welfare and the future of the legacy of our Savior to generations to come, because they're able to see that the gospel is going through such an attack, and people call it a metamorphosis, that you really want to be sure that you're not giving part and way to anything that's going to be detrimental to the cause. I get that. True enough, but still, sometimes, again, if you don't have all the information, sometimes it's better just not to say anything at all. Because now what you're doing is you're trying to take shine from the person trying to get their shine. And when it comes to the gospel, when it comes to Christianity, when it comes to the church, when it comes about things of the kingdom, there's only one person that shines. That's the great I Am. And he allowed his son, Jesus Christ, to get some shine. The rest of us are just stagehands. We're not the stars of any show. We're just stagehands, big players at best. And so if you're trying, you're working on you. You're trying to get better. You're trying to find a way to make the vision that you say God gave you come to pass. You want to reach as many people as possible for the cause of Calvary. Then how can we stomach within ourselves, before we pick up a phone, before we get on the keyboard, before we talk to anybody, how can we stomach within ourselves bashing somebody else for the same intentions, to have the same goal that we have? How can we even think that's okay? How do we stomach that is my question. It's crazy when you think about it. For no other fact than this, if I'm trying to figure out the formula, if I'm trying to formulate the strategy, as I write the vision to make it plain, as I try to do that, I don't have energy to waste, especially not energy to waste on being overly objective and condescending to somebody else doing the same thing. To me, from a business standpoint, from a personal standpoint, from a religious standpoint, a spirituality standpoint, we want to separate the two. It doesn't make sense at all, because it's not beneficial. Because as my pastor, LeVon Johnson, would say, he said like this, the crucifixion of somebody else is not the resurrection of you. Just because we kill somebody else, don't bury them in the glory. It's not like it's a video game. We can crucify Kanye West, and so now we crucified him. We made him a non-effect. And so now we're going to get all his followers. Now his people are going to be dispersed among us. That's not how that works. Because those people were there anyway. Kanye was doing what he was doing. We were doing what we were doing. They were there. And if we didn't have them, those people, before Kanye started doing his Sunday services, what makes you think if somehow Kanye gets ostracized or exposed, that his people are going to come this way? It doesn't work that way. The crucifixion of someone is not the resurrection of you. You're getting no shine on yourself by throwing shade on somebody else. Plus, and this may be just me, I fear God. And all my imperfections and all my growth opportunities, I fear God. And I don't want to be called on the carpet in glory and ask why I was hindering what God was doing in the earth through Kanye or anybody else. Because just again, because I don't understand it, does not mean it's not right and it's not of God. Because God does not include me in his decisions. I'm not on the panel. I'm not on the board. He don't discuss what he's doing with other people with me. He barely discusses what he's doing with me. Oh, that's good right there. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm trying to hear what's going on in the other room, like the prophet. Amen. Let us send me an owl. Send me out. I'm trying to eavesdrop on death. That's good right there, Terry. Amen. God. Oh, that's good. I'm trying to eavesdrop on destiny. So I ain't got time to think that because God didn't tell me what's going on with my neighbor, that God's not involved with my neighbor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. We thank you for being with us, tuning in, whether it's live on the website or here on the switchboard, whether you listen to it later or now. We appreciate you spending your time. We bid you Godspeed, and we say to you, in the Lord's will, we'll be back again tomorrow, Tuesday, live at 11, with another riveting edition of Real Talk Live, Real Talk with Dr. D. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.